91X News.
It's minus 16 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Ellington. The Conservatives are using the first sitting of the new House of Commons to paint Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as weak on foreign policy. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer told Question Period today the firing of Canada's ambassador to China is only the latest of Trudeau's failings on the world stage.
After clowning around in India and inviting a convicted terrorist along with him, he then was forced to take concession after concession from Donald Trump. He even angered our partners in Japan and Australia. And now we have the debacle with China. Why did the Prime Minister show such weakness and wait so long to fire his ambassador?
Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland explained today that John McCollum was forced to resign as Canada's envoy in China because he failed to adhere to the government's message about the extradition case of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou. The OPP's repeat offender parole enforcement squad is looking for a federal offender wanted on Canada-wide warrant who is known to spend time in both Belleville and Picton. Richard Rodell Jameson is 51 years of age, 6'3", with black hair and brown eyes, and is heavily tattooed on his neck, torso, arms, and legs. Anyone having contact with Jameson or information in regards to his whereabouts is asked to contact the OPP. Environment Canada has issued special weather advisories and snowfall warning for much of the province today. A cold system moving east is expected to dump 5 to 15 centimeters of snow in various Ontario regions, and the weather agency says as much as 15 centimeters could fall in this area. The Hastings Prince Edward School Board has canceled its board meeting tonight as a result of the weather. Winds will gust up to 50 kilometers per hour, and temperatures are expected to drop to minus 30 degrees Celsius. Premier Doug Ford says Ontario will look at municipalities' concerns about so-called liability chill. Rural municipalities have long been calling for reforms to joint and several liability, saying they fear the legal convention could mean they face steep lawsuits for even minor injuries on public property. In a speech to the Rural Ontario Municipal Association today, Ford says the province will launch consultations about it.
We have heard your concerns about increasing insurance costs and the impact that these costs can have on property taxes, on municipal taxpayers, and on the average Ontario resident.
The liability rule has even led some municipalities to ban street hockey and tobogganing. Toronto police say a significant development is expected when alleged serial killer Bruce MacArthur appears in court tomorrow. MacArthur faces eight counts of first-degree murder in connection with the deaths of men who disappeared from the city's gay village between 2010 and 2017. He waived his right to a preliminary hearing late last year and opted to go straight to trial. The self-employed landscaper has been in custody since January of last year. Canada's new Indigenous Service Minister says senior regional officials will help develop plans to combat a housing crisis on a Northern Ontario First Nation. Community leaders in Cat Lake declared a state of emergency earlier this month over what they said were profoundly poor conditions of housing. Seamus O'Regan says federal officials will meet with community members tomorrow to develop short and long-term plans to address problems including excessive mold, structural issues, and a lack of funds for routine maintenance. A meeting is set tomorrow in Kingston as part of efforts to avoid a backlash to Muslims in the city following last week's terrorism-related arrests. The gathering involves groups that sponsor refugees, but plans are also underway for a larger community gathering. Those involved say the planning involves police protection for religious groups and organizations, helping newcomers settle in the city, as well as public awareness campaigns and even attention to what happens in schools to clamp down on potential bullying. Concerns of a backlash followed the arrest last Friday of a youth charged with two terror offenses related to what the RCMP says was a credible bomb plot while a 20-year-old Syrian refugee was released without being charged. The family of Michael Jackson say they're furious over a new documentary about two men who say the singer sexually abused them as boys. Margie Zaraletta has more.
The Jackson family say in a statement, it's the Jackson way to turn the other cheek, but they cannot when it comes to the documentary Leaving Neverland, which debuted at the Sundance Film Festival over the weekend. The film features Wade Robson and James Safechuck, who say Jackson abused them as boys. Both had testified Jackson never molested them, but they recanted in 2013, saying the stress forced them to face the truth. The Jackson family members called the documentary a public lynching and note the allegations would not have been made if Michael Jackson was there to defend himself. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
You already know that Split Second can service all your business and personal printing needs. Now you can have whatever you want printed on a huge range of items like t-shirts, bags, hats, practically anything. Whether you need a large order for your business or sports team, Split Second has many options with eye-popping color possibilities. And there's no need to wait for delivery as it's all done locally. Split Second, your one-stop shop for printing, promotional, and personalized gift needs. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville. SplitSecond.ca.
In sports, after losing back-to-back games, the Lancers men's basketball team took a win last Friday at home against the Fleming Knights. The Lancers shot well as a team, going 30 for 67 and a combined 44% shooting on the night. Nora Korovesi and Chris Asomani both led the team with 15 points each. The women's team also looked to put an end to their two-game losing streak tomorrow, as both teams are in action against the Durham Lords at home. Game time is 6 p.m. for the women and 8 p.m. for the men. The second half of the NHL season begins tonight with a pair of games. Pittsburgh is at home facing the New Jersey Devils, and Winnipeg heads to Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. The Raptors bounce back following back-to-back losses with a win against the Dallas Mavericks last night. Kawhi Leonard scored 33 points, and the Raptors overcame a triple-double by rookie Luka Doncic to beat the Mavericks 123-120. Pascal Siakam scored 14 points, including a three-pointer that snapped a tie game with 3 minutes and 56 seconds remaining. The Raptors recovered from a 7-point deficit early in the fourth quarter. Doncic finished with a career high of 35 points and also recorded a triple-double, becoming the first teenager in NBA history to do so. Their next game will be Thursday as they face the Milwaukee Bucks. Rising Canadian basketball star RJ Barrett has been announced as the ACC Freshman of the Week for the third time this season. The forward from Mississauga, Ontario averaged 25 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals in a pair of ACC wins last week, as the number 2 Duke Blue Devils defeated the Pittsburgh Panthers and Georgia Tech. Barrett has 16 20-point games this season, 2 shy of the Duke freshman record for a season held by Jabari Parker. He leads the ACC in scoring with an average of 23.9 points per game. Barrett shared this win this week with North Carolina's Kobe White. Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey caught a touchdown pass in the final minute, capping a dominant performance for the AFC defense in a 26-7 victory over the NFC in steady rain. ESPN has the call as Deshaun Watson completes a pass to Ramsey for 6 yards and a touchdown.
Here's a touchdown tacked on to the end, and it goes to Jalen Ramsey, the Jaguars cornerback, with a touchdown reception.
The AFC attempted and failed a 2-point conversion. Super Bowl week is officially underway in Atlanta with lots of hype and little trepidation. Pete Combs has more.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who says she attended her first Super Bowl just last year in Minneapolis.
They had 10,000 volunteers, and I went, how do you get 10,000 volunteers?
Turns out she got 32,000 applicants, a Super Bowl record. So far, this event's gone pretty smoothly, but that may not last with snow and ice in Tuesday's forecast.
Our friends from the north think that we overreact, but we do know that ice is very different than snow.
Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
The Rams are in the NFL title game for the first time since falling to the Patriots in 2002. It's New England's third straight appearance there. The NFL is launching a year-long celebration for its 100th season. The campaign, NFL 100, will kick off during the Super Bowl with the 100-year game, a commercial to air during Sunday's broadcast on CBS. It will pay tribute to the moments, players, and images from around the league. The spot will include more than 40 current and former NFL players, including 19 Hall of Famers. The NFL 100 celebration will last throughout the 2019 season and will culminate at next season's Super Bowl in Miami on February 2nd, 2020. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at theqnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 4:09, it's minus 16 and cloudy. Today, increasing cloudiness, periods of snow this afternoon with a high of minus 11, wind chill near minus 27 and a risk of frostbite. Tonight, snow at times will be heavy with the temperature rising to minus 6 by morning, wind chill minus 21 in the evening and minus 13 overnight. Tomorrow, snow with a high of minus 3, wind chill near minus 10 in the morning and minus 15 in the afternoon. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kyle Ellington, QNET News, news on 91X, next at 6.